Hello, my fellow word lovers, and welcome to Christy the Wordsmith. We've been discussing acronyms during the last two editions, and we'll continue with more in coming days. There's a lot to cover. English speakers fell in love with acronyms in the 1940s, a way to initialize titles for wartime weapons, systems, and agencies. Acronyms streamlined communications while appealing to our fascination with linguistic novelty. The acronyms AWOL, NATO, WAC, or Women's Army Corps, WAVES, or Women Appointed for Volunteer Emergency Service, were all popularized in the 1940s, along with dozens of others. And those others included the whole SNAFU clan, acronyms that cleverly referenced the chaos of wartime military operations. It all started in about 1940 with SNAFU, or Situation Normal All Fouled Up. You can substitute another word for fouled in this acronym, and most military personnel did. SNAFU spawned a tribe of increasingly creative and cynical acronyms, including SUSFU, or Situation Unchanged, Still Fouled Up, FUBAR, Fouled Up Beyond All Recognition, SAPFU, Surpassing All Previous Foul-Ups, and TUIFU, The Ultimate in Foul-Ups. Clever as they were, most of these acronyms have been retired. But the granddaddy of them all, SNAFU, survives as its own word, slyly concealing its naughty acronymic identity.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.